Now, moving on, John, as a former England player, what have you made of England's rise to the top of the Test rankings over the last couple of years?
It is quite pleasing, isn't it? We always say, and if you play in the game long enough, as I certainly did, everything goes in cycles. And, you know, I was, I suppose, privileged, although it was quite scary, to watch the West Indies when they were in their pomp and went 15 years without losing a Test series. And then I saw the Australians come through with a magnificent set of players. And that's gone through. One or two people retire, and now it's England's turn. And I have to say, we have a sort of a stable of quick bowlers, opening bowlers, new ball bowlers that would grace any Test side. So I think that is part of the rise to the top.
And this is a big summer for them. Let's look ahead briefly to the South Africa series. Do you think they can stay there by beating or drawing with South Africa?
A very, very tough series. Yeah. They are a good side. They've got some pretty good bowlers, Steyn, Morkel. They've got plenty of batters and probably the best all-rounder in world cricket today. Very underplayed, really. Jack Callis has got a fantastic record as an all-rounder, and they certainly won't be an easy side to beat. It will depend a little bit on the sort of pitches that we play them on. But in saying that, you've got to fancy your chances.
And then, of course, England go to Sri Lanka, where they defend the ICC World 2020 crown. What have you made of 2020 cricket? Do you think you'd have enjoyed playing it?
I think any pro cricketer would have enjoyed playing in front of huge crowds. And I'm certainly no different. And I think we're starting to see the clever bowlers come to the fore in this competition. It started out as just they thought it'd be a wham-bam, whack-it-around sort of game, and now the spinners and the bowlers with subtle variation have actually been the match winners in these contests. And I think we'll do all right. A little bit concerned about not taking over from Test cricket, but people wanting to play just 2020 cricket and no other form of cricket. You've got to make a reputation in Test cricket before anybody will really come and want to watch you play in 2020 cricket. So it's got its place, and we mustn't overdo it.